Always, it came out, I was happy when we started getting defensively. We had a 3-point shooters under control. It was partly, we did a good job, but, you know, ultimately, I mean, I was what I was worried about. You, a team that shoots a 3-point as well as Navy does, they had a 3-point run in the first half, and, you know, we withstood that. We relaxed a little bit and closed out on shooters with our hands down. And, more so than that, we gave up dribble penetration, which led us to 3-point shots. I was happy the way we executed offensively in the first half. We got the ball inside a lot. The second half, we didn't get the ball inside as much as the first half, and that was reflective in our field goal percent shooting in the second half. I thought one catch gave us a big lift tonight. Very happy with his play on both ends of the floor.
You guys came out in the second half, too, and just sort of took the game away after they had made a nice run. At the end of the first half, I mean, that's something to talk about, stress at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, our main key was defense and playing the 3-point shooters. We talked about containing them off the dribble a little better in the second half. And when it was dribble penetration in the first half, we overcommitted with our health. We needed to bluff and get back to the shooters, and we just came in and stayed with the dribble. And I thought we at least tried to correct that in the second half. But, I mean, Mike Ketch and Evie, they play very good defense. You know, Evie plays on the ball. He was giving them trouble. We extended our man-to-man a little bit. We got a few steals and disrupted him a little bit there. But Mike Ketch, I just, you know, think he's, I mean, he's going to get a lot better, too. He missed the whole preseason. He's not at 100% yet, but the way he played with the amount of practice that he's had, it's just terrific.
Do you think the defensive intensity was helped at all by giving up 99 points in a day?
No, I don't know. I would say it was because we gave up 99 points the other day. And we faced in our last two games two of them, you know, the best. I don't know, maybe Princeton would throw in there with them, but we won't. I don't think we'll face better 3-point shoot teams in Illinois, maybe in Princeton. Yeah. You know, all due respect to the rest of our teams, they might bring something else at us that would be problematic, but not that many guys that can shoot the three. Very difficult to guard. When they spread you out like that, then it opens up driving lanes. You know, I mean, Villanova the other night, it's not like every single three they hit was wide open. They were hitting threes from, you know, 20, 21, 23, 24 feet, sometimes with a hand in their face. So.
You guys started out in 16-4 around the beginning of the game. Crowd, the noise, the various things going on today. Did that help you guys, you think?
I don't think it mattered with them who was winning or losing because they were having a contest, I guess, to see who could be the loudest. So they were going to be loud no matter what. But just in all seriousness, I was just kidding about that. But we did a good job coming out of the gate. I think we started with very good defense. We got the ball inside offensively and executed. We kind of got them in mismatched situations with their matchup zone where they had guards covering our bigs and had a lot of openings. And, you know, again, it was first half we shot 58%. So we get the ball inside like that. It's pretty good stuff. We did the same against Monmouth against their matchup, which very pleased with our execution against matchup zones like that.
Was it just us playing here on this date? You know, or is that just something that you get over and just.
Standing here after the game, it was great to play in this type of atmosphere. It'll help us down the road, I think. I'm just a state school guy. Didn't pay much attention to it in history class because I didn't realize when we were scheduling this game, in all honesty, that it was recognizing Pearl Harbor Day here. And it's funny because they did not want to play on any other date, but they didn't tell me why, so.
Can you talk a little bit about Hughes' performance tonight?
Yeah, he's... He played terrific. I mean, on both sides of the floor, he had 18 points. He had good shot selection, 4 for 7 for 3. You know, he made better decisions on the break. It's a learning process for him, and I think each game he's out there playing the point, he's going to be better and better.
16 assists to 11 turnovers for your team. That seems a better ratio, or at least a few fewer turnovers. That's been a test.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. We only had 5 turnovers at halftime, too, so that was another game key for us, as well it should be, with all the turnovers we had in the first 7 games.
Have you seen very comfortable in this role? He looks very comfortable, a little different role, maybe on a second pass.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hard worker. He's a great kid. He's got a great attitude. Lots been made out of him playing a point, and you know, Mark Zoller getting more shots. And he doesn't give a shit about that. He cares about winning and doing what he can for our team to play well. And I applaud that. He'll find he had 18 points tonight. I mean, there'll be some times when he plays off the ball, but right now he's our point guard. And each game we play, I think he's getting better and better. It was shown in the Drexel game. He played point in the Drexel game. He came out and he attacked. He had 22 more. So I've always had point guards on our better teams that could score the ball and be no different.
You may have addressed this earlier, but five guys in double figures, you must love your balance.
I do. That's common for us to have four guys in double figures. You know, I'm going to throw my catch in there and five guys. I always think those are the most difficult teams to guard when you have a balanced attack. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Navy has a balanced attack. They're very difficult to guard.
You think it's because of Navy not going inside as much that you guys only committed 14 fouls and only let them get to the line eight times after going 29 times every
day? Yeah, well, perhaps. But they get some, you know, they're a good dribble penetration team. They spread you out. And they can get into the lane. Doesn't matter how the ball gets in the lane. If it gets in there, it's problematic. You know, if they're posting more, maybe they're not as hard to guard on the perimeter. So it's, I mean, this is what they're good at. I mean, they're a pretty good basketball team. They were 7-2 going into this game. They're going to have a terrific year, in my opinion. You better be prepared to play them because they're difficult to guard.
Do you think that you guys play more disciplined defense to not commit as many fouls?
Well, I don't know. I thought our defensive effort was good at times, and other times I was a little frustrated that they were getting all the three-point shots in there with the pass. But so, did we play a good defensive game? I mean, we played hard, and I think at times we executed well defensively. We need to continue to do better.
You spoke about this briefly earlier, but did you think you'd see McMahon back 2 weeks from now? Or?
I hope earlier. Tommy showed no signs of problems with his back throughout the entire preseason and through seven games, and he missed a drill or anything. And it wasn't even an incident where he hurt himself. He doesn't even remember. But, you know, he has a problem there, and it's he'll be day by day. He didn't come on a trip today because we knew he wasn't going to play, and to take a 3-hour bus ride, he had a back problem. It didn't make sense. So it's not that he's that bad that he couldn't be here. It just was smart to leave him home. So we're hoping he's able to drive us tomorrow. Not saying he's gone, but it's not that bad where it's out of a normal possibility for him to practice.
Any more questions for Coach?